Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be cloudy today. We'll have a high of about 36. Right now in Kenosha, it is still 30 degrees, 27 now in Burlington, Milwaukee 32, it is 30 in Racine. Several shots fired by a man who got out of a car in Racine in the 1300 block of Albert Street near a church Sunday afternoon. Officers dispatched to that location, reportedly though finding no physical evidence. Nonetheless, there was an officer safety notice given out to all squads, referenced a dark vehicle that witnesses indicated had fled the scene. As for the offender, they described him as an African-American male wearing dark clothing and a dark hat. In Milwaukee, a 75-year-old woman died last night after being pinned under a running car. This was in an alley on North 64th Street. When police got there, they found the woman under the front wheels. How that happened, not spelled out in a news release. No evidence of foul play, police calling it just a tragic accident. A megabus was bound for Milwaukee, eventually heading on to Minneapolis with about 40 passengers on it yesterday. It caught fire while on I-41 in Lake Forest, Illinois. Nobody was hurt, fortunately. New York Times Frugal Traveler writer Lucas Peterson was among those on board. He said everybody arrived safely at Milwaukee on a different megabus, a little behind schedule, of course, and without some of their stored luggage from the holding area. Damage to the bus was described as extensive. Whole lot of fencing would be dotting the state of Wisconsin landscape in the winter if the Department of Transportation didn't use natural barriers as often as it does, things like trees and shrubs, trying to prevent the snow from drifting across highways. Peter Wisneski with the Bureau of Highway Maintenance says it doesn't always work that way, but that is their first option that they go to.
We look towards planting shrubs and trees first and see if we can mitigate what's going on. Then, if that's not an option, we also look at man-made fence that we put out there, and it looks similar to a ranch fence, so it's aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
He says fencing efforts over the years have significantly cut down snow drifting, up to a 75% related decrease in winter-related crashes. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department's continued efforts against drunk driving on the weekends. That resulted this past weekend in the arrest of 15 drivers, four repeat offenders, this between 4 p.m. Friday and 6 a.m. Sunday. 51-year-old Thomas Goodluck of Milwaukee on his fourth offense. 37-year-old Oliver Principe of Racine, a third offense. 28-year-old Stephanie Hendren of Oak Creek, one of two arrested for a second OWI offense. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources planning to do some prescribed burns on a number of its properties here in southeast Wisconsin this spring, if the appropriate weather conditions will exist. In Kenosha County, the Bong Recreation Area, Silver Lake Fisheries Area, New Munster Wildlife Area, and Jewaukee Prairie State Natural Areas targeted. In Racine County, the Tishigan, Honey Creek, and Karcher Wildlife Areas are on the list, along with Hoosier Creek Habitat Area and the Eagle Lake Fisheries Area. Prescribed burning, all part of the ongoing effort to preserve and to restore the landscape, improve wildlife habitat, and help to control invasive species. Local law enforcement agencies, along with fire officials, notified when and specifically where those burns will be taking place. Also take note that 1 week from tonight, February 29th, Monday, 6 p.m., at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall, police are going to be hosting an informational meeting about coyotes in urban areas. Two DNR wildlife biologists, along with a conservation warden, will be there. They'll do a presentation, then they'll talk about it with the audience. Want to take note that Kenosha's Simmons Library on 59th Place is closed today. They have some heating repairs that have to be taken care of, so nothing at the Simmons Library today in Kenosha. The Marriott Hotel and Conference Center at Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant officially ceased to exist after the last few decades, recently due to the acquisition by a development company from down south. And the official new name has yet to be installed, according to Village Development Director Logan Martin, explaining things to members of the Village Plan Commission.
The Marriott was purchased by another hotel chain out of North or South Carolina. And as part of that acquisition, they were losing the Marriott flag. And so as hotels lose their flag, they have to rebrand. This will become a Delta hotel, but until the renovations are completed and until they pull the flag for that and get signage for that, they've created this interim name.
That interim name, Racine Architect Hotel and Conference Center. Martin says the new Delta name, part of the Marriott brand, is coming, along with some new outside displays. Tonight, the Caledonia Village Board will meet at 6 o'clock at the Eastside Community Center. They're going to be talking about the possibility of a new village hall. This will start out with a presentation from the building committee, and the public's encouraged to attend this, as well as to come take a look at the current municipal building on Nicholson Road. It was built back in the 1950s. It's going to be an open house from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday, February 27th. A new village hall would not only incorporate existing government operations, but also provide a new municipal courtroom, allowing for replacement of one built back in the late 80s when there was an addition made to the police department. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the Muskego Norway School Board is having the first of six informational sessions about its $43.2 million referendum question. Last month, the board voted unanimously to go to the voters for the permission to borrow that money. It would be used to build a new middle school, add on to a couple of elementary schools, and take care of some other facilities improvements. That referendum would be on the April 5th ballot. University of Wisconsin offering up an opportunity for high school students interested in agriculture and science to come and explore that in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. It's through the World Food Prize Wisconsin Youth Institute. Cindy Fendrick at the UW's Department of Academic Affairs says this is for any student interested in food science, which is a big issue in today's global society.
It could be a student that is in FFA right now and really exploring that hands-on work with agriculture. It can also be a student who is enjoying a biology or chemistry class and really likes to get into understanding the inner working of how science impacts food production. And then we also have the student interested in looking at the humanitarian side of food issues.
She says interested students first complete a research paper as part of a problem-solving challenge. The papers make the students eligible to participate. Students and teachers can Google search Wisconsin Youth Institute to get more information. Racine Taxpayers Association going to have a couple of candidates forums for the Racine Unified School Board next month. There are nine numbered districts. District 1 only has one candidate, so now you've got eight races with two candidates each. The first forum will be March the 22nd, the Michigan Room at Gateway Technical College for districts 3, 6, 7, and 8. Forum number 2 will be March the 29th at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall for districts 2, 4, 5, and 9. Each will start at 7 o'clock. They are scheduled to go for about 90 minutes. And Amazon raising the minimum price for buyers to have items shipped for free. A purchase must now total at least $49 in order for it to qualify for the free shipping. It used to be $35. Company with those two big buildings by the interstate in Kenosha County indicating that by increasing the price, it will convince hopefully more people to sign up for its Amazon Prime service. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Whenever you want, go on to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.